Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is you fought the law and the law won. You fought the law and the law won. Today's message, we're going to be talking out of Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Turn your Bibles there. The Bible says, "Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophet. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill." This was Jesus' words. Jesus was saying, "Hey, I did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill." So Jesus was saying, "I did not come to destroy the law." Jesus said, "I did not come to destroy the law." Very interesting today that there's a lot of laws in our society that we have to follow. If you run a stop sign, you're going to get a ticket. If you speed, you're going to get a ticket. There's a lot of physical laws, sort of example like the law of gravity. If you jump off a high building, you are going to fall. That is the law. I mean, there's a law that's set in the motion. If you go out into the water, you're more than likely you're going to sink if you don't have any kind of flotational kind of devices. You're going to sink. That's the law. Well, there's also spiritual laws that God has set in motion, and these spiritual laws, they are from the Ten Commandments that we find in Exodus. We find in the book of Exodus, chapter 20 of the Ten Commandments. And some of these laws are, you know, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony. Please understand that that we're talking about that Jesus did not come to abolish or destroy the law, but Jesus came to fulfill the law. Now, in America today, there's a lot of preachers that are preaching we are under grace. That we are under grace. And I'm here to tell you that you're just as much under the law as you are under grace. You see, you are just much under the law as you are under grace. They are sort of equally balanced. See, there's got to be a balance between law and grace. So the Bible says, "Do not imagine that I've come to violate the law," which means Jesus did not come to loose the law or to violate the law or even to dissolve the law. No, Jesus said, "I did not come to make the law of none effect or to dissolve the connection which subsists between its several parts." So there's a lot of men who are sort of obligated under the law, and their lives were regulated by its moral precepts. But Jesus said, "I did not come to dissolve these moral precepts or the connection of the reference." No, this was a good thing promised. See, there's a lot of good moral precepts under the law. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not give false testimony about their neighbor. Thou shalt not covet another man's wife. Yes, the law, Jesus said that I did not come to abolish the law. But he said I did not come to abolish the law, but I've come to what? Complete its perfect connection and reference to accomplish everything shadowed forth in the Mosaic ritual, to fill up its great design and to give grace to all the followers. So he said, "I have come to give grace to the followers of the law, to fill up or to complete every moral duty." Yes. In other words, Jesus Christ said, I did not come to abolish the law, but I have come to what? Complete the law. In itself, it was the only shadow or the typical representation of good things to come. So Jesus said, He said, I did not come to abolish the law, but I have come to what? Fulfill the law, to complete the law that the prophets have spoken that was under the Mosaic covenant. Yes, the good things to come, and He added to it, and which was necessary to make us perfect, His own sacrifice, without which it would neither satisfy God or sanctify men. See, He completed it in Himself by submitting to its types with an exact obedience. So how did God complete the law? Well, He submitted to the law. He submitted it by verifying by His death upon the cross. He completed the law and the sayings of His prophets in His members by giving them grace to love the Lord with all their heart, their soul, their mind, their strength, and their neighbors as themselves. For this was the law of the prophets. So we have a problem. You decided to fight the law, and the law won. I'm here to tell you that that Jesus Christ did not abolish the law. So here we have a lot of preachers saying we are under grace and grace alone. We're no longer under the law is what I hear a lot of preachers preaching today, that you are no longer under the law. But I'm telling you, you are just as much under the law as you are under grace today. You see, Jesus, He did not come to abolish or dissolve or destroy the law. He actually submitted perfectly underneath the law. So, are you under the law or are you under grace today? I'm here to tell you, wherever grace is, you have the law. So where there's grace, there's law. You are only under grace by obeying the law. That's what Jesus said. He said, you are only under the grace only when you obey the law. And this is why Jesus respected the law when He said He did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. So Jesus was acknowledging He is just as much under the law as He came to bring grace to the Jewish people. So I'm here to tell you that the law applies today just as much as grace applies today. And a lot of preachers are saying that you are only under grace. That is only true, however, if you follow the law. So if you go out, the law says thou shalt not steal. If you go out and rob a bank, what did you do? Well, the law was right there. The law says do not steal. You went out and you stole or robbed a bank. So now are you under grace? You are no longer under grace. You are only under grace unless you obey the law. The law says thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, husbands or wives, if you are married and you go and you sleep with another man or woman, you are no longer under grace. But now you have submitted under the law in judgment. You are only under grace unless you follow the law. So now if we get rid of the law, then what are you under? You are no longer under judgment. By following the law, you have grace. Oh, come on, somebody. You're not listening to me because you think you're better than everyone else. You think you're smarter than everybody else. But I'm here to tell you that the law says, some of you say, I'm only under grace and I'm no longer under the law. But the Bible is very clear that Jesus said, I did not come to destroy the law, but I have what? Come to fulfill it, to complete it. Of course, this touches with great difficulty because the Jewish nation had long held the law of Moses in the utmost respect and honor. And any change in its status of their laws were sure to be received unfavorably by them. Therefore, Jesus Christ, quite early in his ministry, took pains to spell out for them his true and proper relationship to the law of Moses. So nevertheless, the difference in fulfilling and destroying the law of Moses was about the same as the difference of paying off a promissory note and repudiating it. In either case, it is effectively removed. That means Jesus said, I'm not coming to destroy the law, you see. Matter of fact, I'm here to fulfill what the prophets has been saying from past generations and centuries. I've come to fulfill it. So Jesus Christ, he took the law out of the way, and yet he did so not by violating it, but to fulfill it. Christ fulfilled the law by his obedience to the law, by his exact manifestation as its promised Messiah, and by enlarging and expanding its teachings, by lifting them to a higher and pure level, and by bringing all the Old Testament teachings to perfection in the perfect law of liberty. Are you under grace today? I would say you are just as much under the law as you are under grace. You see, a lot of preachers today are saying, We're under grace. And I said, really? We're under grace. Just give us your money. We're under grace. Give me your money because you're under grace. It's okay to divorce because you're under grace. It's okay, feminist, because you're under grace. Homosexuality is okay. Why? Because you're under grace. Well, this is a lie from the devil. This is satanic. Because Jesus says, I am just much under the law. You're just much under the law. Honor your father and mother so that you may live a long life in the land. You should not covet a neighbor's wife. You should not have no other gods before me. You shall not make yourself an idol in any form. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. But preachers are telling you, you are under grace alone. You are under grace alone, they might say. I'm under grace. Therefore, I don't have to observe the law. When Jesus says, think not that I have come. Our Savior is just not entering on His own work. It was important for Him to state that He came to do by setting up being a teacher in the opposition of the scribes and the Pharisees. See, Jesus wasn't in the opposition of the law. Jesus said, I did not come to abolish the law. That means He wasn't going to destroy the law. That means He means the law was good. See, a lot of the scribes and the Pharisees, they wanted to charge Him, saying, hey, your only intent was to destroy the law. And Jesus said, I did not come to abolish the law or the customs of the nation. Jesus made that very clear. He says, we're going to follow the law. He says, you should follow the law. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not give testimony, a false witness to your neighbor. Thou shalt not covet a neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, or their maidservants, or their ox, or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. You should not covet that. So Jesus was saying, look, I did not come to destroy or abolish the law. So Jesus had so much respect for the law of the Ten Commandments, the Mosaic Law. So He therefore told them that He did not come for that end, but really to fulfill and to accomplish what was in the law of the prophets. So to destroy, to abrogate, to deny their divine authority, to set man free from the obligation to obey them would be a lie. He didn't say that you didn't have to obey the law. But Jesus said, I've come to complete the design of the law, to fill up what was predicted in the law, to accomplish what is intended in the law. The word fulfill also means sometimes to teach or inculcate. The law of Moses contains many sacrifices and rites which were designed to shadow forth the Messiah. And in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 1, through 28. Now, even the first covenant was regulated of divine worship in the earthly sanctuary. They were fulfilled when he came and offered themselves a sacrifice to God, a sacrifice of nobler name and a richer blood than they. The prophets contained many predictions representing his coming and death. These were all to be fulfilled and fully accomplished by his life and his suffering. Oh my gosh, you think you're only under grace, but you're just much under the law. And wherever grace abounds, the law is right there. Wherever grace abounds, the law is right there. You see that Jesus Christ quotes from 24 different Old Testament books. The New Testament as a whole quotes from 34 books of the Old Testament. But all we hear today is that we are under grace, and we are under grace, and grace, and grace, and grace, and grace. If we're so much under grace, then why is America falling? If we're so much under grace, then why is judgment upon this country? If we're so much under grace, then why is America as a whole dying? If we're so much under grace, why is the history and the fabric of this nation being ripped apart? If we're so much under grace, why is evil and sickness and satanic rituals moving in America? Because we have no longer obeyed the law. The churches don't obey the law. They think they are just under grace. Oh, come on, somebody. We are just as much under the law as we under grace. And the only way that a nation can be under grace if it obeys the law. So Jesus said, I did not come to abolish the law, which means he was telling the Jewish people, you very much have to obey the moral principles of the law. Oh, I know. But the law in itself cannot save you. He's saying the law in itself cannot save you. Whew, this is a tough sermon to preach. I still don't think you understand what I'm trying to say. I'm saying a lot of you grace alone preachers, grace, 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 you just got to accept God's grace and God's love. Meanwhile, your country's being destroyed. Meanwhile, churches are being taken over by Satan. Meanwhile, our hospitals are being taken over by Satan. And meanwhile, the schools are being taken over by Satan. And meanwhile, our preachers are now worshiping Satan. And meanwhile, oh my gosh, evil's rising up in our mainstream media. And the Satan is taking over everything. And oh, you're under grace, you are told. I'm under grace. I'm under grace, and that doesn't apply to me because I'm going to be raptured out of here and I don't have to listen to anybody, when the truth of the matter is that you are not under grace, but you are worshiping Satan, and the only way to be under grace is to go back and follow the moral precepts of the law. Oh, you're crazy, Pastor Dean. You're not the first one that told me that I was crazy. I'm just trying to preach the Bible to you, you religious bastard. Why don't you wake up and shut your dang iPad off or your iPhone and listen to what I got to say. The law applies just as much today as it ever did. That's why Satan's trying to get rid of the Ten Commandments out of every government building. The Ten Commandments are being ripped aside. The only reason why you can be under grace is if you follow the law. That's, if you go run a stop sign, you broke the law. If you rob a bank, you broke the law. So you are no longer under grace, but now you're under judgment. You don't understand what I'm trying to say. America, you have to go back and follow the law. The law was the Ten Commandments. You see, the American law enforcement, they want you to follow the laws, right? Well, Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven also wants you to follow the law. You see, the law also applies today. Oh, shut the hell up. Think you're better than me? Now listen. You are just as much under the law as you are under grace. Even though your pastor tells you you're under grace and God accepts this and that and that and that and that, it's a big lie. Okay? So, Jesus, like all the Jews of the first century, divided the Old Testament into three collections, the Law, the Prophets, and the Psalms. So Jesus said, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things which are written about me in the Law of Moses and the Prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." This is Luke chapter 24, verse 44. So sometimes the Psalms of the Old Testament was referred to as two collections, the Law and the Prophets. Intensified, Jesus referred to the Psalm 82:6 as the law. Jesus answered them, "Has it not been written in your law? I said you are gods," and in John 10:34. John 10:34. So what is going on here? Jesus answered, "Is it not written in your law, I have said you are gods? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scriptures could not be broken, what about the one whom the Father set apart on his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blaspheming because I said I am God's son? Do not believe me unless I do what my Father does. But if I do it, even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles." Once again, Jesus was arguing with the scribes and the Pharisees, but he's saying, "Look, man, didn't your law say this? The only way to have grace is to go back and follow the law. If you want grace in your life, then you need to follow the Ten Commandments. But you say, I can't follow all the Ten Commandments." And that is where grace comes in. Grace teaches you to, helps you to follow the law. Oh my gosh. You ain't hearing me. You fought the law and the law won. You fought the law and the law won. So here in Matthew 5:17, Jesus says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John." In Matthew 11:13, "The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the gospel of the kingdom of God had been preached, and everyone has forcing his way into it." In Luke 16:16. So we find Philip and Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him in whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote." So we have, they were saying, "We found the guy that Moses and the law in the law and also the prophets wrote about, the Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph," in John 1:45. "And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent to them, saying, 'Brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say it.'" Acts 13:15. "But this I admit to you, that according to the way which is called a sect, I do not serve the God of our fathers, believing everything that is in accordance with the law that is written in the prophets." The law, Jesus did not come to abolish the law. So next time you think you're just under grace alone, the law was right there. I am under the grace of Jesus Christ. Not if you break the law. Grace and mercy is from the Lord is upon me. Not if you break the law, buddy. The grace of God is on you today. That's what preachers tell everyone, the grace of God. Not if you break the law. So here we have a nation of America that literally broke the law of God, so grace is no longer on America, but judgment. You see, once you break the law, judgment is upon you, right? You know, you just get married, and then your spouse cheats on you. Boy, God really blessed my marriage, and grace is upon me. Not if you go screw another partner. Not if you go sleep around. Come on, somebody. I'm not making this up. So, all you grace, I'm under grace, I'm under grace. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. Maybe you were loved. Good for you. Maybe you came from a loving family. Good for you. But I guarantee, maybe if you look to your parents, it's probably because they followed the law. The only way grace can abound is if you follow the law. And if you break the law, that's where grace comes in, and that's where Jesus comes in to point you back to the law. Because He didn't destroy the law. He fulfilled the law. If Jesus was against the law, He would have destroyed the law, but He made it very clear, I'm not going to destroy the law. Because He didn't want to fight the law because He knew the law would win. He knew the law was established by the Almighty God. Oh, come on, somebody. We have to obey the law. We have to obey the law of this nation. We have to obey the law of the country. We have to obey the law. Now, we're not talking... Now we're getting a whole different thing. Now, please understand, we're not talking about misusing Romans 13 and how there's some evil laws that are put in place. And we're not talking about that, okay? We're talking about God's law, the Ten Commandments. So bear with me here. Oh, you still think you're better than me. Okay, so let's keep on going because you think you're better than me. Okay, well, maybe you are better than me, but what does that have to do with what I'm trying to tell you? Okay, maybe you are better than me and you have more money than me. Fine, who cares? Maybe you go to Sunday a little bit more. Maybe you're really good in your church. Who cares? I'm trying to tell you something here. You are just as much under the law as you're under grace. And where you find grace, you'll find the law right there. So if grace is upon you, it's because you haven't broken the law. And grace was upon Jesus. Why? Because He did not break the law. He fulfilled the law. So therefore we can turn to Jesus Christ and we could try to live like Jesus Christ. Why? Because to follow the law. Now, I know nobody is perfect and we've all broke the law. We've all sinned. And this is why we turn to Jesus for grace, because He fulfilled the law and He'll help turn our lives out to obey the law. So when you are married, husbands and wives, you can actually join together and obey the law and love each other. And you neighbors, and when your neighbor has a Corvette and you don't, and your neighbor has something better than you and you don't have to be jealous of them. You can go back and follow the law when the Bible says do not covet another man's wife, or you don't have to covet what another man has, but you can be thankful what the Lord has given you and be content at everything He's given you. Oh, come on, somebody. You don't have to go and steal because you know what the law says, thou shalt not steal. Deal. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you we need to go back to the law, the Ten Commandments of God. When we need to go back and follow the law so grace may abound. If we don't follow the law, then grace can never abound. We have to follow the law. When the law says thou shalt not put other gods before Jesus Christ, that is what we need to do. We need to go back and follow the law. Oh, I know, you got your iPhones. I mean, hey, you've tapped into the Zoran, to the New World Order. I mean, you're something else, man. You're smart, okay? You can just hit that button and you can get that GPS right there. You're smart. Oh, yeah, you're a real smart bastard. All right, but that's not what we're talking about here, all right? So could you just put your iPhone down a little bit and pay attention here, what I'm trying to tell you? We're talking about the Ten Commandments. The Mosaic Law. And this is what Jesus came to fulfill. Okay? And, you know, when the Bible says you need to honor your father and mother, if we can only be under grace as long as we continue to follow the law. So if you want to be under the grace of Jesus Christ, then learn to follow the law. Because Jesus followed the law. Oh, come on, somebody. Stop saying, I'm under grace, I'm under grace, I'm under grace. And God's grace, just accept that I'm under grace, I'm under grace, I'm under grace. No, you're not. You're only under grace as much as you follow the law. And you're under, come on, somebody. You cannot just throw the law away and expect you're not going to be under grace. So you're just as much under the law as you are under grace. And you fought the law, and the law won. Oh, come on, somebody. America tried to fight the law, and the law won. So I'm here to tell you, when you hear a preacher tell you you're only under grace and the law doesn't exist, that's a lie from the devil. I'm here to tell you that grace and the law, they work side by side. The Bible said that Jacob I loved, Esau I hated. He says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy in the book of Romans, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. That God chooses and He will allow grace and judgment. He loved Jacob and he hated Esau. Come on, somebody. The law and grace, they work side by side. And wherever there's grace is because they have followed the law. And this is why we need Jesus. We need Jesus Christ to give us grace to follow the law. We need Jesus Christ to give us grace to live our lives out by following the law. And this is why we need the Ten Commandments back in America. And this is why America, the only reason why we had grace is because we followed the Ten Commandments. Take the Ten Commandments out of America, you will no longer have grace. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him.
A Christian rock.